listening to Bet Sports.
What is up, everybody? The main event is finally here, Due to Bet Sports, to round it out tonight. Round out the coverage here at racedudes.com. All right, Papa Dude, we made you wait 18 minutes. Are you okay with it?
No, you did not, because you said 5:30, and that's what I was poised for or primed for. So, no, it's great. Now I'm rushed.
I know. Well, sorry. Too bad.
No, too bad. I haven't listened to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
The way you said that.
I know. I kind of miss old Jared.
Yeah. He's still around.
I was listening to you guys so I could get some kind of an idea of which way to lean in this stupid Kentucky Derby.
You know, we'll talk about the Derby for a minute here. It is interesting because Jared called me today and said, hey, I got an idea for a show and talk about, hey, let's talk about stuff we're worried about or anxious about. I thought that's so funny because I've sat here the last week thinking that kind of stuff, like, oh boy, did I overrate this horse or whatever. So, I think when you're like you and you can just show up the week of the race and give your picks and it's done, I think you have like somebody like me does overanalyze it too much is what I'm getting at.
Well, it's your job.
I know, but I think like a regular race, I look at it a couple days before. I don't overanalyze what's going to happen.
Right. But you're kind of like an ESPN guy of horse racing that's analyzing the final four.
Yes.
Or the bracket and all that shit.
Yeah. There's too much. Yeah.
There's too much. And I think you need to just stop and think that this race is the most unpredictable race in the world. And there's so many factors that go into it. And that's why we see upsets ever so often, major upsets. And I heard you guys talking about, you know, these horses that won, you know, we never heard from them again.
Yeah.
And it's just nuts. And I think this year's worse than ever. That's my opinion. I don't have a clue. I know some I don't like.
Yeah.
But there's about 10, I think, can win it.
Don't you think, though, once they draw Saturday, you're at least you'll get to where it's like, okay, now I at least – I don't know.
Well, now you can zone in because you know where they are.
Yes.
You know where they're going to run, where the post is and that kind of stuff. And then you can kind of zone in on a little bit, like what kind of trip they might get and things like that. So, but what this makes this race so hard is – and I've talked about this a million times, 20 horses – you don't know what's going to happen. You know how they're going to break. They've never been in a race with 20 horses before. They never will again.
Yeah.
And it's so damn hard to win this. And so many times the best horse doesn't win.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And that, like I said, it happens. It happens a lot. One question here from a, looks like a Minnesota Wild fan. Does Rodriguez have a chance? Absolutely does. Yes. Absolutely.
He can get out in front and they don't catch him.
That's right. I think he is the one that can take the field gate to wire. He's the one that makes the most sense to take the field gate to wire. The question is going to depend on who else wants to try to go out there and do it. Right. If he's got a lot of pressure, he probably doesn't have much of a chance. But if he gets a length or two ahead and he's setting reasonable fractions, he does have a big chance.
Yeah. So, and that's a horse we had thrown out the window.
Yes.
A month ago or whatever it was you ran 3 or 4 weeks ago. We didn't give that horse a chance. I remember we talked about him on here. Like, we didn't think anything about him. And there it goes. So that's just, it's just, to me, it's very unpredictable this year. I mean,
it is
going to be fun.
It'll be a full week starting Saturday. So that's for sure. So,
yeah. And I don't know how you guys stand it. I mean, you can only. Okay, I heard you said something. I don't know what you were referring to with me. But anyway, I tried to do the Derby coverage with you one day.
Yeah.
Or 1 year. I was like 2 or 3 years ago. I was exhausted. Just on that Saturday. We just kept talking about the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's
so what your mage one.
Yeah. And then, I was talking about Forte. And I said, you will go to your grave thinking Forte was the winner and you had him. But he got hurt because you were all over him, and then Mage goes and wins, and you were like, "Well, hell, if Forte doesn't get hurt, he's already beaten that horse twice. He would have beat him again, you know?
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, like you were saying, he was great that day.
He was. I mean, that was.
You know, you'll remember what pissed us off the most is guess who had the horse?
Of the fight. Somich.
Yeah. And we only heard about this for 3 years. So anyway.
Well, speaking of Mike Somich, I've been on with him a lot. I got shows with him all over the country. It feels like we do God. Magic Mike, because I don't know if you heard, but Curtis had his second child. So okay. Congratulations to Curtis. They don't have a name yet, though, which I thought was odd.
A little strange.
Yeah, I thought that was odd. But anyway.
What are they waiting on?
I don't know. But they had the baby.
When they have the baby?
Last night / this morning. I think it was late last night, early this morning.
Hasn't been quite that long yet.
Right. Better get one, though. The
baby's going to feel insecure if they don't.
I imagine it already is, because it saw who its dad was. But anyway, her dad was, I should say.
That's true.
I'm doing Magic Mike with him now. We're doing the Road to the Kentucky Derby on VSiN now. I was on last weekend with him on his regular VSiN show filling in. So, when you say Mike Somich, I've seen him a lot lately. So if you need to know anything about him, I know what's going on with him right now.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I don't need to know.
I didn't figure you did. All right. Well, let's talk about hockey. That's what I want to talk about first. Right. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Now, here's the good news. Usually when we talk about the NBA, I go, take it away. No, I'm very much invested, because I had to be, because last weekend I was on the shows where we had to talk about it. So I'm going to help you today with the NBA.
Okay. Good.
All right. Let's talk hockey. Let's talk this one, because it starts in 6 minutes.
Okay.
Panthers Lightning.
Okay.
Panthers look like the old Florida Panthers.
No doubt.
Stanley Cup winning Florida Panthers in game one.
Absolutely.
Do they keep it up game two and get a win here? Can they win the series? What do you think about this?
Well, I didn't get to watch just a whole lot of it in the beginning. Okay. I don't know why, but something was interfering with it. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, when I turned it on, they were getting after it, mm-hmm. and had a good lead. And I started watching it, and they dominated. And I was reading that Tampa's goalie wasn't very good. Is that true? Or did they just get the shit beat out of him?
Well, I mean, I think he could have been better, talking about Valesky. I think he could have been better in the game. But also, I think the biggest thing is you can't leave Matthew Tkachuk wide open in front of the net for a goal. And so there were things, there were pucks he should have stopped, but they got outplayed.
Yeah. I think this is a good plus money bet tonight with the Panthers. I think they're better than Tampa. I think Tampa overachieved. They are hard to beat at home, and you got to beat them twice. But I do think this is one, if you want to take a flyer on somebody, I think if Florida is fully healthy, I think they're going to be right back in the hunt again. You know, we said last week we had to see. Yep. Are these guys going to come back? And if they are, we'll change our pick in the East and go to them.
Yep.
And they dominated. I think they're better. It's going to take everything Tampa's got to beat them tonight.
We talked and talked and talked last week about how the East was so tough to predict. And the main reason was, forget about this series, but just who's going to win the East. Why is this going to be hard? And it was because of Florida. Because if Florida is the Florida we saw in January and December and the last 2 years, they'll win the East, no doubt.
Yeah.
If they're not, they may not win the series. Right. And so that was the big thing. And through one game, they looked like the old Florida Panthers.
They did.
So I'm with you. I picked Florida tonight.
Yeah, and I think Tampa's going to – Vasilevskiy is going to have to stand on his head.
I do too, and I don't think he can do it. I don't think he's still very good, but I do not think he is the old Valesky.
No, he doesn't have the players around him he used to.
No, and I think that's the biggest thing. This Tampa team is not a great team. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. All right, we're both on Florida tonight and the series. Maple Leafs and Senators coming up at 6 o'clock. A little more time here with this one. Toronto with a 2-0 series lead. However, if you've watched these games, Ottawa has been right there at every chance to win, really both of them, especially game two. Kind of outplayed them a little bit, I thought, in both the games, to be honest. Now we're back home. What do you think about this game tonight?
Well, this is another team that clouds up the East, and that's Toronto, because of their playoff history.
Yeah.
If they can overcome the jinx, or whatever you want to call it, the hex, whatever it is, I think they're better than most teams in the East as well.
Yes.
I agree with you. They have not been dominant. I cannot take Ottawa. I like Toronto on the plus money just because I think the value's there.
See,
I think this series is not that one-sided, one way or the other. I mean, I don't think Ottawa should be favored. I don't.
I took Ottawa in this one. Now, when I bet Ottawa, they were at minus 110. So they have been bet hard.
Yes, they have.
Ottawa probably should have won game two. And again, it's hockey. And shoulda, coulda doesn't really mean anything. But I thought they were the better team in game two. I like Toronto to win the series still. I'm not on Ottawa in the series. I think Ottawa gets it done tonight. I feel like this is going to be a 4-2 type of series. I think Ottawa will win a couple.
I do like Ottawa, and I think they're playing well.
Yeah, they are.
I just like that plus 115 on a team that I think's overall better.
I understand and get that part of it. Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I do believe Ottawa does get the win tonight. You're still on, obviously, if you think Toronto's winning tonight, you're on Toronto for the series. Yeah, so. Just real quick, let's not get into it too much because we got a lot of other stuff that's happening tonight, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Toronto versus Florida, if that's the matchup round two.
I got to go Florida because that means they beat Tampa and they're playing pretty well.
I'm with you. Okay. Golden Knights and the Wild. I'm 100% certain you did not stay up till 10 o'clock at night to watch the Golden Knights.
I did not.
They played the worst game I've ever seen the Golden Knights play.
That's unbelievable. I couldn't believe the score.
Now, before I go on about how bad they played, I do want to give credit to Minnesota. Their top line was fantastic in both these games.
Yes.
Fan-freaking-tastic. That top line was great. However, the giveaways, the turnovers, the lack of defensive structure from a Vegas team who prides themselves on doing all those things I just said extremely well every single night, it could not have been worse in game two. I was shocked watching this game. And again, I thought Minnesota played pretty well game one, and I wasn't expecting Vegas to go out there and just blow them out. But I never in a million years could have predicted Vegas played that bad.
Yeah.
Do they recover and win tonight? That's the question.
I don't know. You saw them. I didn't. I can't believe it. I don't think they played that well in game one either.
I thought they were better than they were game two, but they weren't great.
They weren't great.
Their top line for Vegas has done nothing. And then on the flip side, like we were saying, the top line for Minnesota has been fantastic.
Kaprizov or whatever his name is. Holy cow.
It's been unbelievable.
Yeah. He is unreal. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be minus 165. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty high with the way they played the other night. They're pretty good on the road. Minnesota is not as good as home, but I think we'd all have to agree when Minnesota gets healthy, they really played great early in the year till they all got hurt.
Yeah.
And now they're back and they're playing well. Critical game tonight for the Golden Knights. I could see Minnesota stealing this thing.
I think the Golden Knights play a much, much better
game. I think they're going to win, but I would not want to bet them at 165.
I think you lay a goal and a half and take the plus number with them.
Yeah, you might do that.
Because I look at it one of two ways. I think Vegas plays their best game of the series by far and wins and plays that lockdown style that we know they can play.
Yeah.
Or they're going to just slip and Minnesota can beat them here. I think you play the plus number one way or another is what I'm saying. I'm with you. I don't want to lay minus 165 on anybody right now.
Well, the thing about we've talked about this a long time before. If you think they're going to win, okay, the Golden Knights. Okay, and you want to bet the 1.5. Chances are they're going to be up a goal.
Yep.
Say 3-2, and the Wild pull the goalie, and they get an empty netter. Yep. We've talked about that a lot. That's how you can get that 1.5 a lot of times.
Yes.
In games like this.
So it's a little bit easier to get it in hockey. Yes.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, you pull the goalie a little bit sooner than you would in the regular season. So really, if you think the Vegas Golden Knights are going to win in regulation, you don't project an overtime game. It's never safe to lay the goal in half, but it's safer to lay it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, it should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, our boys in blue. I've been pretty proud of them so far. I know they're down 0-2, but they're playing well. Mm-hmm. They just can't quite break through against this Winnipeg team. They cannot contain the top line of Winnipeg. That could change getting the last change at home tonight.
Yeah.
lose or even money, must win game. What do you think here?
I don't have a lot of confidence in them. I just don't. The Winnipeg's really good. Mm-hmm. And Hellebuck's playing really well. Game one was misleading. The Blues outplayed them the first two periods, but then they got steamrolled in that third period.
That third period's the only period of the series so far where they looked overmatched. Yeah.
They could have easily won game two.
Yes.
It's just how much faith do you have in the Blues? And because they have to win tonight for its history. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough to beat Winnipeg four in a row. So they got to get this one tonight.
They got to get both of them, really.
Well, they really do.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a superhuman effort to do it. Mm-hmm. Because the Blues are missing that guy that can win the game for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking, they got the goaltender that can, but they don't have anybody who can put that puck in the net when you got to have it. And that's the player they're missing. They got to get somebody. They got a bunch of guys that can score, but not those snipers like Colorado's got and some of these other teams have. So I just, you know, I don't want to pick Winnipeg because I don't want to root for Winnipeg, but I'm not real confident in the Blues.
I'm fairly confident the Blues are going to win tonight.
I hope so.
I just feel like they're close. They've been close enough. I think the young guys getting back home will help a lot. The Blues,
they played awful though. Do you?
No, I don't. But I just think it'll help getting home. The Blues, surprisingly, for the first time in the history of the franchise, have been a pretty good home team this year.
In the second half of the season.
Yeah. So I think it'll help. I think they're going to get this one tonight. I think getting both of them is iffy. I think this is going to be about a 5-game series. But I think the Blues get this one tonight. I really do.
I'm pretty proud of the way they played.
Yeah. Look, they got beat 2-1. Our own player kicked in the first goal. So yeah,
that's right.
Now to his credit, the young kid, Snuggerud, who's been playing college hockey up to 3 weeks ago, kicks in the goal. It's 1-0 Winnipeg, comes back and scores a goal in the right net to tie the game at 1. So give him credit for bouncing back. Mm-hmm. And then Parayko knocks the stick out of Binnington's hands on the second goal, or he may have stopped it. So
he may have shut him out.
They're right there. They just got to turn the corner tonight. I think
How about a little luck? They need a little luck.
And they might. They might. They might.
They need a luck to go.
And to your point, you said we don't have a player. I think we do, but I think they're too damn young.
You're talking about the Blues.
They don't have a player that can make a huge difference in a game, but I think they're coming. I just don't think they're there yet.
Yeah. Oh, they've got some youngsters, and you know, missing this Holloway kid is hurt.
Oh, big time.
He was playing fantastic.
Big time injury. Yeah.
If you're not a Blues fan, don't even know who he is, but he was playing really, really well.
He was. Yeah.
So they've done a good job. If they can somehow get ahead. Now, the other thing is they got to stay out of the penalty box.
Well, they've taken some dumb penalties.
They have. But you know what? When that team's more talented than you are.
Yeah.
That happens.
Well, I don't want to get too much into the officiating because I don't think it's cost them games at all. I don't want to make it come across like I'm whining, but there's been some questionable calls. Both sides, I would say, though. Yeah. All right, let's go to tomorrow real quick. We'll cover these series. Capitals, Canadiens tomorrow night. Capitals are up 2-0, but these games have been tight. A 2-1, three ended up being 3-1, but a 1-goal game in game two, overtime game in game one. It goes back to Montreal. Montreal is a plus money price in this one.
Yep.
What do you think here?
I like the Canadiens. I think they're going to get it done at home.
I think they are too.
I just don't think the Capitals have been that impressive.
Yep. I think the Canadiens will get one. I don't know if they'll get them both at home. I think they'll get one.
I think they're going to get this one. I just don't think Washington's that good. Mm-hmm. So I like the Canadiens at plus money in this one.
Yep. I agree with you there. I like the Canadiens. Now, Washington to win the series still for me, though. I don't think they're going to lose that series. All right. Sorry, Kevin B. We'll talk about this one next. Carolina and New Jersey. I thought the Devils played really, really well game two. But they're just shorthanded. They just don't have the scoring depth. I thought they played the style of game they needed to play to win. This is a dead under series. It's went under goal and a half first period. It's went under goal and a half full or under 5.5 full game twice. Thoughts on this one? Can New Jersey sneak out a win here?
I think so. They have some good Devils. They can't score.
I think they're getting swept, honestly.
Well, I do too. And but it's, you know, when you're hurt like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just suddenly call up players to take your your good players' place, and they're playing as hard as they can.
I thought, like I said, game two, I thought they played great.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They might steal one. They may get this one. I don't think so. I just, when you can't score, it's tough to win.
Yeah, it is.
I hope they do.
I hope they could get a win, give Kevin B a little something to root for. And like I said, they're just too banged up. They really, really are. So I'm with you. I think Carolina gets it done. I think it's going to be a 4 or 5 game series. The Devils may get one. It may be this one, but it's not. And honestly, plus 145 is not enough for me to bet the Devils. Mm-mm. It's not. So, all right. Final one. And this really hasn't been competitive either.
No.
The Kings destroyed Edmonton in game two. Game one, they really destroyed them until McDavid went crazy and made that a game. It flips to Edmonton. We've seen Edmonton in a hole last year dig out of it. I mean, what do you think here?
Well, I'm a little shocked they're favored.
Yeah.
Because other than, like you said, that 4 or 5 minute stretch in the third period, they were getting killed in that game.
Yeah.
And I really thought they would come out and play good last night.
They did not.
And I picked them. I was how stupid I was. I thought they're going to come back. They made a great comeback. Yes, they lost, but they should have had some confidence after that. I thought they would give everything they had, and they looked awful.
They did.
From the get-go. I think we said the other day, LA is one of those teams that everyone's overlooking because they don't have a superstar. They just win, and they're playing really well. Mm-hmm. Plus 115, the way Edmonton's played, I can't take them.
I wouldn't lay minus 135 with Edmonton. That's for damn sure.
I don't think you can lay minus 1.5 with them either.
No, absolutely not. No. No, I have no confidence in them. I ended up betting the Kings in the series because it's just like they shouldn't be the Kings were the underdog in the series. I thought, that's not right. So
no.
We'll see. Edmonton's going to have to really turn it around. I'm not going to bet this one because I could see Edmonton winning this game, but I just don't see it happening as far as
see Edmonton play a good game. And if they win it, then maybe you can get back on their bandwagon a little bit for game four. But right now it's too unpredictable.
So we're not going to talk about these other Saturday games, but I am going to go to Saturday and talk about the one series we haven't talked about yet. And that's the Stars and the Avalanche. It's been three very, very good games. Even the first game was tight for a long time. Yeah. The last two games have been overtime. Mm-hmm. Dallas leads 2-1. And this is kind of improbable when you look at how these games have been played. Colorado feels like the better team, but it's been Dallas that got it done in games two and three. What do you think about the series?
What a gutty team.
Yeah, I mean, they've been impressive.
They have. Colorado's played good. And like you say, you watch them for 8 or 9 minutes of a game, you go, my gosh, Colorado's good.
Yep.
But they're down 2-1.
Yep.
And they better win this one.
I think they get this one, and I think it's 2-2. What happens going forward is kind of what I keep asking myself. We said
last week, this is a toss-up.
Yeah.
It's whoever's going to get the break.
Yeah.
But don't you think Dallas at plus 160 is pretty appealing to throw a little bit of money at? Because
because I've watched this. I just can't do it. I can't. I think Colorado, I don't know. I really thought Colorado would win.
I thought they'd win last night.
You never really go into a game thinking it's going to be easy in the playoffs, but I kind of went into that game thinking, I think Colorado will kind of show their dominance a little bit. They didn't.
And they scored the first goal.
It felt like they were going to, you know, take off, and then they just didn't. And I think this is part of it. Colorado's got the flash, but Dallas is deeper. They can roll those lines. And Dallas has been able, for the most part, to keep Colorado in check.
Well, yeah. They haven't scored very many goals at all. So it's a fascinating series. If you like just quality players, tough hockey, man, it's a good one.
What do you think? You think Dallas? Was that who – if I made you take some – not for this game, but
for the series, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because home ice more than anything, I don't think it means a damn thing in this series. It really doesn't make much difference in hockey anyway.
No, it doesn't seem to. You're right. Nope. Okay, well, I told you I can help you with the NBA. Good. So we'll do the NBA now here. Let's start tonight. Let's go Knicks and Pistons. The Pistons have been the better team for pretty much all the games, both games one and two, except for that, what, five-minute stretch when they got outscored 21 to nothing.
Yeah.
Pistons are at home.
Yeah.
Knicks are still a favorite. I'm all over the Pistons tonight. Am I stupid? You are? Okay.
Well, here's my theory on it. And again, it's playoff basketball, hockey. You never know. Right. They went in. They're very young. The Pistons are very young. And they went into Madison Square Garden for their first playoff games in I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison Square Garden is a very difficult place to go into play. Mm-hmm. That is a storied arena. And they should have won both games. So they're coming home tonight. That place has got to be rocking. They haven't had a playoff game in forever.
Yep.
Logic says they're going to play better with the home crowd.
Should. Yep.
But logic doesn't always add up. And how are they going to play only a 1.5-point favorite? I mean, underdog. Can they take the pressure now? They got the series where they want it. Can they do it? I'm going with them because I haven't seen much out of the Knicks except that five-minute run.
I'm with you. I think the Pistons are the play big time in this one.
Well, 1.5, come on.
Yeah, and we've over the weekend we covered game one and we kind of said, hey, the Pistons, they may have trouble in game one, and we were right, but you felt like we were wrong, so we got it right. And then game two, we rolled back with the Pistons because we said, look, I think we're talking about the point spreads here. I thought, I think the Pistons will keep it close, if not win. Mm-hmm. We were right again. And we're on the Pistons again here. I'm talking about Samich and I because we talked about it over the weekend. It just feels like the Pistons are a better team right now.
They are.
So,
I'm shocked.
All right. Well, we're all pretty good. What I've learned is, though, when we're all on the same thing, that's go the opposite way. So,
it's a bad deal. Yeah, it's true.
All right, well, this has not been competitive at all. Thunder and the Grizzlies here. Thunder are just a single-digit favorite, even though they've dominated. They're minus 9.5 here tonight against Memphis. What are your kind of – I mean, to me, if you watch first two games, I think the Thunder cover, but what do you think?
Oh, I do too. Best bet in sports.
Yeah, there you go. We've been saying it for months. Yep.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I know.
And it's double-digit point spreads most of the time.
Yep.
Tonight, you got them at single.
Yep.
The Grizzlies played a lot better, whatever night that was. It'd be what? Tuesday night. They played a lot better, and they lost by 19.
Yeah.
Which is better than the first night when they lost by 51.
Right.
Yeah. The thing about it is, Shea's not really shooting the ball very well for OKC. No. What are they going to do whenever he starts shooting it?
Yeah.
I tell you what, that Williams guy for the Thunder, what a stud.
Yeah.
He stole the ball. I think it was in like the second quarter, maybe the third. And kind of out in the open floor, there was a Grizzly beside him, pretty close. He stole that ball, and he accelerated and left that guy in the dust.
Yeah.
And another guy had an angle on it. He'd coming over from the other side. And he went up and slammed that thing through. I'm telling you, he is good. But the Thunder didn't shoot it real well in game two. What are they going to do if they shoot it well? Well, you're not going to beat them if they do. I'm all over the Thunder tonight. Sooner or later, they're going to bite me in the ass for betting these big spreads. They've only done it once. And that was in a game that didn't matter. So I got them tonight at 9.5. I think it's a bargain.
All right, I like it. Hopefully they get it done. I'm excited to keep following here, and hopefully they can just kind of keep playing like they're playing because it is a lot of fun, and I know everybody's getting excited in OKC. So,
oh God, yes.
We'll see if they can keep it going into the second round. And with that subject, let's talk about the Nuggets and the Clippers, who the Thunder are going to play in the second round. Clippers blew game one. Nuggets got it done, but they came back. They showed toughness. The Clippers in one game two. 5.5-point favorites tonight. I call me crazy. I like the Clippers.
I have Clipper bias.
Okay. Why? Why do you explain?
They never win a big game.
Well, oh, yeah, in that way. Yes, yes. Yeah, I thought you meant in a positive way.
Okay,
yeah.
I guess that would be reverse clip.
Gotcha. Spot. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I would agree. That is the problem. They're the never Clippers.
Never seen them win a big game.
Yeah.
I think they are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
They've got more players, you know, more people that can score than Denver does.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic has to do an awful lot. By the way, he's pretty damn good.
He's very good. Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Kawhi was unbelievable the other night. Of course, he may not play tonight.
I know. Yeah.
I take the Nuggets plus the points, but I think the Clippers are going to win.
All right. Yeah. That's fair enough with that. I just think the Clippers, I think they're a little better than the Nuggets. Nuggets don't look very good to me.
I know.
That's just me. All right, let's get to Friday. Another great series here. Celtics and the Magic. This is boring basketball. I don't care what anybody says. Celtics are up 2-0. Probably going to sweep them, in my opinion. Boston minus 4.5 when they go to Orlando. What do you think here?
Well, I'm really pissed at Boston because I had them last night at 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
An 11-point lead with like 56 seconds left. All they had to do was go down, hold the ball. You know, I had them at 10.5. They're up 11. And they're probably going to foul him.
Mm-hmm.
You get up 13, game over. I got it.
Yep.
Now, they threw the ball out of bounds. Magic ends up losing by 9.
Yeah.
So I'm really pissed off at the Celtics.
I don't blame you.
Tatum did not play
in
game 2. I don't know what his status is in game 3. This point spread tells me he's not playing.
Me too. Yeah.
But I still think they cover. I think they're better than Magic. So I'm going to take him.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You don't get the Celtics at 4.5 very often.
No, I'm with you. I think they do it. I think they do it for sure. Pacers and the Bucks. Now, this has been all Indiana.
Oh.
Milwaukee minus 5.5 back home here. Indiana up 2-0. I almost want to take the Pacers here with the points. What do you think?
Me too. I mean, Milwaukee hasn't done anything. They've not slowed them down at all. So I like the Pacers.
Pretty good. Yeah, Milwaukee hasn't. I mean, the Pacers have looked really good, and they've kind of just outmanned Milwaukee so far.
They played great down the stretch. Look, they're 18. Yeah. They were 18 games over 500, and they were like 500 for a long time.
Yeah,
they really rolled in the second half of the season.
Yeah,
I can't take Milwaukee. I've taken them in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
At plus money, and they've stunk both times. So,
yeah.
Now here's a key though. There's one thing. Lillard has not played.
Right, yeah.
And they keep saying he might play. Now, that will change a lot of things because that'll give Giannis some help.
Well, game 2, I thought he was going to play, and he didn't.
Oh, he did play. That's right.
Did he play?
Yeah.
I thought he did, but
– he got smoked, so
– yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. So throw that theory out the window.
Yep, throw it out the window.
I'm going Pacers.
Okay, sounds good. All right, let's go. See, I'm prepared today.
Too many games.
I know about these NFL playoffs. Well,
too many games. And I've been elementary PE all week, and I really don't know my name. So, God almighty.
Carrie Underwood song, Don't Even Know Your Last Name. Great song. All right.
But here's what one we'll get to.
Yeah, go ahead.
One little funny thing. All these little kindergarten kids. I had 4-year-olds today. That was fun. They all want to know your name, though.
Right. Yes.
What's your name? My name's so and so. You know, it is. Oh, God. Anyway, they wouldn't remember my name 2 seconds out. They went out the door.
I don't understand why you had 4-year-olds.
Preschool.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
We did animal, like we did ants. We crawled on all fours like an ant.
Wow.
We did frog jumps.
Wow. Well, with that, let's talk about the Lakers and the T-Wolves here.
We did butterflies. Okay, go ahead.
Butterflies. I'll get them moving. Okay. All right. Lakers, T-Wolves. Split in LA. T-Wolves 3.5-point favorite here. What do you think? I have no idea in this one.
I don't either. I don't know which Lakers. Yeah, Rob, that's a good idea. Why don't they just tell them I'm Papa Dude? Yeah.
There you
that's
go.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
They okay. would understand that. Yeah.
Curtis, dodgeball, they cheat. They won't sit down. All right.
Oh, they get hit and they won't sit down?
No. They didn't hit me. It didn't hit me. And I said, okay, that's enough. All right. So anyway, or they get hurt. Lakers, Tim, I don't have any idea.
I don't either. This is the one that really has me confused.
Me too. I kind of think Minnesota will win this one. But, you know, L.A. was great the other night when they had to be. And Minnesota doesn't have a whole lot of playoff experience.
Yeah.
You know? So I can't bet it, though. I don't have any idea. I don't know which Laker team's going to show up. I don't know.
I've had a lot of trouble. I've missed both these games so far.
Yep.
So
yep.
I've been on the wrong side. So we'll see. I tend to lean Lakers still for the series, but I'm not even sure about that either.
I'm not either.
All right, a couple more that'll be going on Saturday that we haven't covered yet. The Cavs and the Heat. But the Heat kind of made a run last night, but just couldn't quite get there. Cavs are 6.5-point favorites on the road against the Heat. Yeah. The Heat maybe get one here? What do you think?
I think they can. They're so well coached.
Yeah.
They've had injuries. They're kind of getting a little bit healthier. They got through the Jimmy Butler debacle that screwed them up for a long time. They're not very good. But no. They could have won that game last night.
They got in it. Yeah.
You got to think maybe the Cavs are pressing a little bit, maybe overachieved somewhat. If I'm going to bet the Heat, it'll be in this one.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I got Saturday to make up my mind. But
I lean the Heat.
They'd win one, so this might be the one.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. And then another series here. It's split 1-1. This is an interesting series. Yeah. Golden State, a 3.5-point favorite on the road against the Rockies here. Mm-hmm. The Rockets. I'm looking at the Rockies, Kansas City score as I talk. The Rockets here. 3.5-point favorites. I think I lean Warriors here, not only the game, but the series, but I'm unsure. What about you?
I thought Houston came back and really looked good.
They did, and that has me worried.
And it does me too, because they may be a little better. I thought game one, they were nervous. They're very young, haven't been a playoff game in a long time. You don't want to play the Warriors when you're kind of nervous. And the Warriors shut them down. But
yeah,
they did the same thing to the Warriors last night, the Rockets did. So I'm kind of leaning Golden State, but I'm shaky on it.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Golden State this game, then we'll see what happens. As far as the series goes, I still think Golden State just a little bit better, a little bit more experienced. Well, I think they'll get it.
Too. Dennis brings up a great point because he's on the injury list again.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, at the NBA.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy's hurt all the time. And bruised
butt? Ego.
What is it?
Bruised ego.
Well, it didn't take much to bruise his ego or a lot of other guys in this league. But
yeah.
He fell on his rear end, I think.
Yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Jimmy may play, Jimmy may not. So,
yeah, we'll see what Jimmy does. All right. That's it. Let's go back to the scoreboard update here.
Okay.
Let's see. Whoops. That's not what I wanted to click. I want to click NHL because we do have an update here from the NHL, and it is the Panthers who lead 1-0. Like we said, take the plus money with the Panthers tonight. They do lead 1-0. On a goal, I believe. Let me see who got that goal. It was Schmidt. Schmidt got the goal, third of the playoffs, because he scored two the other night. So, good start there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If Tampa loses this one, they might get swept. They might.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. You got anything else before we go?
Well, I got some questions.
Let's do it. I was queuing you up.
Okay. I got a bunch.
Okay. I'm ready for them.
A couple of them won't take very long.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
What sport that you tried to play more than once or twice were you the worst at?
Tennis.
Okay.
I tried to. No, I didn't. I never tried to play like for school or anything, but no. I always thought that looked fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I went for 2 or 3 weeks and I, tried to get better, tried to play a little bit. I just never could play. Never.
Well, shoot, horrible. I was hoping you would say something different.
I swear to God, I could hit. I would sometimes hit the ball and it would go over the fence even. And I thought I was hitting it light. It was weird.
That's mine too.
Really?
Oh God.
Well, there. No, that's where I get it from then.
I couldn't volley.
No, like I don't, I have no control over it. And again, I tried a little bit.
Yeah. I could serve. Well, yeah, let me put it this way. I could get it over the net.
Right. Yeah. Me too.
But if they hit it back, they got a point.
But the serve sometimes would hit the back of the cage, is what I'm saying though. Like,
oh, I hit them over the fence and
yeah. It was pathetic. Yeah. Yeah.
Backhand, you kidding?
No.
I had to go to the backhand. No.
I wasn't good at it. No.
Yeah. I was bad at a lot of them, but that was absolutely the worst.
Yeah.
I just could not. Well, first of all, I didn't really think it was that much fun.
No, it looks fun, but I don't like it. No.
Too damn much work, and there was too much chasing the ball.
Yeah, it looks fun until you get out there. Yeah, I don't like it. No.
I was terrible at it. Couldn't figure out how to keep score. That was frustrating. And never have understood the scoring situation on that. yeah, I was very bad at it. Very bad. Nope. All right, staying on sports. What sport can you just not get interested in that's pretty popular?
Soccer for me.
Yeah.
And I try. I do. I have, because to me, like, I love hockey, so it's like, okay, soccer is not like hockey really, but it kind of, there are similarities. I can't get into it. Mm-mm. I just can't. Like when the USA plays, I try to get into it. Mm-mm, can't do it.
The rules are the same between soccer and hockey.
Yeah.
But there's something about them running around instead of skating that makes it unwatchable to me.
Well, and it's so big. The field's so large.
Yeah. And I want to say, you know, they don't score enough. Well, they don't in hockey either.
Yeah.
But hockey's just so much faster.
I can watch a 0-0 hockey game and be very entertained. Right. This is funny. Rob says NBA and NHL. That's all we've done on the show. A lot of people's answer are those two things, though, I would say.
Here's the thing. I understand the NHL thing perfectly.
Yeah.
Most people can't watch it on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they love it in person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to explain to somebody, go see a hockey game, you'll love it. And they look at you like you're nuts. And you just can't explain why. You just have to go.
So our Edward Jones guy, right?
Yeah.
His son has gotten into hockey big time in college. Okay. Because his like roommates in college are all hockey people.
Okay.
And his son's buzzing about it. And so we were talking about this, been a couple months ago. We're talking about it. And I said, you have to go to a game now. And he's like, that's what everybody at the home office in St. Louis at Edward Jones tells me. And I was like, he's like, that's all they talk about up there. I was like, because it's unbelievable when you go.
It is. So,
yeah.
It is. It's unreal.
Yep.
The NBA. I see what you're saying, Rob, but I can watch the playoffs.
Yes, I would agree.
I can't sit down and watch a game, regular season game.
The problem with the NBA is it's happening the same time as NHL, so the decision for me is always NHL playoffs.
Yeah, I'm always switching channels this time of the year. So, I see where you're coming from, though.
A couple of comments here. So Kevin B. said he's weirdly gotten into F1.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's like car racing.
But
not NASCAR, the other kind.
Yeah, I know.
I can't. I've tried and I can't. That'd be good.
No, I can't watch
that. Rob makes a good point, and I've heard this from a lot of people. He doesn't like the whole line changing.
In hockey?
Yeah.
It is true. Your stars don't play very much.
It is a barrier of entry for some because, let's just take Ovechkin for an example because he's the most recognizable name right now. If you're going to go watch him play, he's going to play a third of the game at most, maybe less. Yeah.
Yeah. I well, that's a great point. I turned the game on last night and I was watching for like 5 minutes and he was not on the ice.
Right.
And I'm thinking, did he get hurt? I thought maybe he had gotten hurt, but they hadn't mentioned it. So I knew they didn't, he hadn't, but that's what they do. They don't play, the Stars don't play, but a third of the game at most. Yeah. So
yeah,
I'm not into car racing much at all. I've never been. I don't watch golf anymore. I used to watch it religiously when Tiger was playing. Yeah. Boxing, no.
Mm-hmm.
UFC, no.
That's one for me. Like I've tried UFC. I've got a couple friends that are into it. I can't.
What's the other one? MMA.
Yeah. Well, that's the same difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So like
Dennis has said, NASCAR is boring, but watch the trucks or, you know,
that's okay. That's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I've tried. I just can't. And again, when we're saying this, we're not talking down to you. If we're just saying, I just can't, I couldn't get into it. You know,
I can't watch tennis.
No.
And I'll tell you something. I haven't watched one inning of a baseball game.
I haven't watched much yet because of so much else that's going on.
Yeah.
But I do know in June, July, August, I'll be watching it.
If I want to take a nap, I can turn it in.
Yeah, fair. Fair enough.
I did watch some of the Masters, though, because that's one you don't miss.
Yep.
If you're a sports fan.
Yep.
All right. Okay. My turn, isn't it?
Yeah, you're back.
All right. I think we'll have the same answer on this one as well. Somebody in your family that everybody thought was not a very good person, but actually had a pretty big heart and was such a character.
What a weird question.
No, somebody in your life that people just, he or she was different than what everybody thought.
Well, I mean, are you talking about my grandpa, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the one. Like, there's always a few out there that are a little bit.
Everybody's got a character in their family.
Who they are to some people aren't really who they are. No. Yeah.
Really has a big heart, but can't show it.
Yes. Yeah, that was him. He was like an old school guy.
Oh, yeah. Guy had all the money in the world.
Yeah.
Wore $4 pair of shoes.
Yeah.
All these clothes were from thrift stores.
Yeah. So one time it was Thanksgiving dinner.
You're going to beat me to the story. Go ahead.
Oh, you know this? Yeah. Or you're going to say it?
I know this. I don't know.
No, you were going to say it though.
No, go ahead.
So it's Thanksgiving dinner and he would come up for Thanksgiving dinner. He'd stay like an hour and leave. And he had a bright red shirt on with neon letters across it that said talk show material.
I don't remember this one, so go ahead.
And we said, you don't remember him wearing that talk show material shirt? And he was like, I was like, what? What is that? What are you talking about? I said, talk show material. Like, where did you get that? Oh, I found it at a garage sale. I didn't even know what it said. I said, bright red shirt with like neon yellow letters that says talk show material, and you don't even care.
And see, that was how he dressed up, too.
Oh, totally. Yes.
That was the only shirt that didn't have holes in it.
And yes.
Dirty and everything. Yes. I was talking about the time he showed up and he had an FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes shirt on.
Yep. I remember that one. Yep.
And so he's sitting by me and I'm looking at him and I go, when did you join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, huh? What the hell are you talking about? I said, your shirt, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I didn't know you were, first of all, I didn't know you were a big Christian.
Yeah.
Second of all, I didn't know you were an athlete. And I sure didn't know you joined up with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And he goes, oh, hell, I bought that at a garage sale.
I don't even know what that means. I
put it on.
Yeah. Said it's 50 cents. I didn't know what it meant. It's like, okay.
He liked the color. It was pretty color.
He's gambled at every casino in the country, I would say. Yeah. Yeah, huge gambler. I like to play the horses. Like to play the dogs more than the horses.
Yeah, though. He said you couldn't win in horse racing.
Yeah, but then he bet the dogs. So yeah.
Here's the thing: I asked him once because he was good at gambling, and he was good at 3-card poker, which is luck.
Yep.
And I asked him one time. I said, "Why are you so good at it?"
Yeah.
And he told me something I've never forgot it, because I figured he's an expert. He said, some people are lucky, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would never take credit for being better than somebody else. Now, nope. Maybe at poker, just straight poker, he would.
Sure.
He was a great poker player.
Yeah.
Maybe at blackjack. But yeah. Something like three cards poker or the slots, it would always be just, I'm just lucky.
I tell you about this guy, and I've learned one thing I took from him. He had an uncanny ability to know when to quit.
Yes.
And that's something many, many gamblers do not possess. He could do it. I've been in casinos where we would drive. I met him up in Kansas City once, which is about 2.5 hours, and met him up there, and we were in there like 20 minutes, and he got ahead, you know, I don't know, a decent amount of money. And boy, when he lost, say 100 or 200 of it, he just looked at me and said, well, I'll talk to you later. And it's like, I drove up here to play with you, and I've been here 30 minutes. He's like, now, when you start giving it back, you got to get out of here. You'll give it all back. And he just walked right out, and I never saw him again. So
that was his secret.
Yeah. He'd
go to the casino every day.
Yep. Yep.
And he might be gone an hour.
Yep.
And he'd win $200, and he'd think, okay, I won $200. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
He's going back tomorrow anyway. So that is pocket at $200.
Yep.
And that's what he would do. And you can do that when you're going back every day.
Well, and he told me once, he said, I've been around long enough to know if you win, you're going to give it back if you stay. He said, so I just don't stay.
There is a reason why casinos are everywhere in Oklahoma or in other states where they're allowed. Yeah. They are making money, and the money is yours.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what he would say too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, he was a character that I miss him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, he was, you were right, though. He was very honest with gambling. He was just like, look, you kind of got to have a little bit of a strategy of like some routines that you do. And then you just got to hope you're lucky. And then when you're lucky, don't give it all back to the sons of bitches. Like, that's what he would tell me. So,
well, I probably shouldn't say this because it's a horse racing site, but I remember when you and I got into horse racing and we told him we liked it. Yeah. He liked to go.
Yeah.
He said, well, he said, I'll tell you something. You ain't going to make any money betting horses.
Well, joke's on him. I've made quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. But it was pretty wild. Some of the things, you know, his theory was, you never know. You got to.
Okay. The horse racing aspect, it was too complicated for him.
Yeah, he didn't want to study.
He didn't want to. He could go. He looked at it like this. I can go in that casino.
Yeah.
And I can do what I do, and I can make money a lot easier than looking at these forms and waiting every 30 minutes for a race. And
he didn't
like that aspect of it.
He wouldn't look at a form. There's no way.
He more liked to look at the horse.
He did. He had always been a gray one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, ready?
Yep.
What song was a giant hit and you hated it?
Oh, so many.
Me too.
How do I just limit it to one?
Well, you don't have to eliminate it to one.
I mean, there's so many right now that I hate.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So I mean,
you can't think of any.
No, I mean, like, just so many that are on the radio that it's
you got to ask yourself, why is that such a hit?
Like, anything Kendrick Lamar, for example, is crazy everywhere. Everybody loves this guy. And it's like, hey, play me some of that. I've never really heard him, and it's not really my genre. I don't hate rap, though. Like, I like some people.
Of course I do.
You know, like the old school, like Eminem and Tupac and Snoop. I like him. Dr. Dre. Like, the old guys, I like them. But, and then I was like, well, put that on there. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's awful. Yeah. And they're like, this is the number one song in the country right now. I was like, well, it's terrible. Yeah. You know?
Rob's got a good one. Macarena.
That's a terrible song. I hate that song.
It's horrible. Curtis.
I hate that song.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Rhapsody.
I can't say I like them at all. No.
I mean.
Not one bit.
Queen had so many more better than that.
Oh, yeah. 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 I don't understand why that is as big as it is. Macarena is a terrible song.
This is the one first comes to my mind every time. Achy Breaky Heart.
Terrible song.
By Billy Ray Cyrus.
And Billy Ray Cyrus was in a song. He wasn't the main guy, but Old Town Road or whatever, that country song came out three or 4 years. Yeah. That song is awful. And it was number one like on the charts for a record amount of time. It's terrible. Yeah.
I'm an absolutely huge Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, their biggest hit was Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that song.
I like it.
Oh, I hate it.
I like it.
I'm a huge Eagles fan, and I hated that. That was my – if I get an Eagles tape or something, or I'm going on YouTube listening to Eagles songs, I will never play that one.
Huh.
I never liked that song.
I liked it okay, but I get it. Achy Breaky Heart's a great one.
That was the dumbest, stupidest song.
Hey, I hate pretty much any – well, there's a couple of Garth Brooks songs I like, but most of his stuff that was – I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
What was that one? I'll never think of it because I didn't like any of them.
I mean, there's a couple they play. I kind of like them, but most of them.
His older stuff or newer stuff, I kind of like.
Yeah. Most of the country songs now, I can't stand them.
No, I don't listen to it much anymore. All right, two more.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Before we get going, I said something about Metallica in the last show because, Sandman and Metallica and blah, blah, blah. So Metallica was my first, a Metallica album was my first CD I ever owned. So I was a huge Metallica fan when I was a kid, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised, Dennis, you don't like Metallica.
I think he was kidding you, maybe.
Oh, maybe
he put Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Well, he said he doesn't like Cross Canadian Ragweed, which is fine. But Metallica, I would think you would like, but maybe not.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Luke Bryan stuff, can't stand pretty much every song, but a couple. I'm with him on that one.
Yeah, he's just kind of sickening.
Yeah. Kevin B can't stand Taylor Swift. He's in the minority there, I would say.
Well, yeah, but
there are some that don't.
Yeah, if you don't like her.
Yeah.
Curtis hates Don't Stop. There's so many times he hates it now.
I do like that song.
I can't hate that one.
I do like that one.
Yeah, I do.
But I haven't heard it that many times, really.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, not an exorbitant amount of times.
I love that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the instrumental part.
Right. Of that song.
It's like Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, that's a good one, though. I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's the instrumentation, whatever the words are, that makes it so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm going to think of a bunch whenever I get off the air that we could have put on there.
Oh, there's billions.
Sweet Caroline, no. Got it. No,
that's no, I like it. You know what, though? I think if you live on the East Coast, I think that Sweet Caroline's played more.
Probably.
Yeah.
Where is it? Boston, they play it and they sing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Much at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be another one. Anyway.
Oh, there's so many.
All right. Now, these are school related. And I get to thinking about this sometime. Okay. Let's all think back to our English classes.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever figure out why people considered Shakespeare's to be so good?
Nope.
What genius came up with the idea that he was good?
I'll take it
in the chat. Please tell me.
It could have been that maybe I'm taking a guess because I don't really care, but it could have been because he was the first person to do anything like that. You know what I mean?
That is no reason for them to make us read this garbage.
Yeah. It's not.
I could have wrote Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, but you may not have been able to write it when he wrote it, is what I'm saying. So this is kind of what I'm getting at.
Kevin, I agree. But that doesn't mean we have.
Says, hold on for the podcast listeners. Kevin chimes in and says, back in his I don't know why it's so funny. Back in his day, they used to eat mud and poop their pants. So what he's saying is he was way ahead of his time. Like he was, his mind back in that time was incredible. And I think that's what it is. But no, like, do I want to read it? No. And do I care? Not really.
Exactly.
And I think he summed it up. You can be impressed with that he did that during that time period, but this isn't really something that, you know, I need to read.
No.
Yeah.
Ever. Not ever.
Right.
Did you have to read Macbeth?
Yeah. Hated it.
Did you understand a word of it?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Me either.
Hated Macbeth.
I do not understand why. I don't know whether. I don't think they're reading Shakespeare anymore.
Really?
No.
Cancel culture. See?
Well, the other day, this is funny. It was English class, and I was subbing for ISS, and this kid was in ISS because he cheated on his English, and his girlfriend did the work for him, and the dumbass. It was in her handwriting. This is how smart our kids are.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I said, you stupid. You deserve to be an ISS. If you're going to cheat, you can at least write it yourself. Oh,
my God. That's dumb.
Well, the book they were reading, and I read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't think that's a classic.
I think it's a very boring book. I don't think it's as bad. I think it's okay. Like, I didn't hate it. I'd say that. But I didn't love it either.
No.
Yeah.
No, I just don't get it.
No.
And the last one, and we're all going to agree on this one.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a question we all ask ourselves when we get older. Why is algebra taught?
Yeah, it's just...
Can somebody please explain that to me?
I
Why are we teaching that stuff? And I guarantee you 99% of us never use it.
I think back to school, and I think back to a lot of things, that probably being at the top of the list, but a lot of things that were just a total waste of my time. There are probably people out there that use algebra in high level, you know, math type jobs or, you know, engineering. That would be 1% of us. But let those people that want to be, say, engineers or whatever, take those classes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, if you're in high school, you have to take 4 maths. You could take algebra. There's basic algebra or basic math.
Mm-hmm.
No brainer for me. Basic math.
Right.
I'll ace that because that's the only thing you need to know. Multiplication, subtraction, addition, division, fractions, decimals, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You do need to know that. Okay. Then out basic algebra. Algebra 1. That's 3, geometry,
mm-hmm.
and algebra 2. And mm-hmm. they do teach trig. But you have to take 4 of those.
Yeah.
So you're screwed. You're going to have to take 2 that are three. They're absolutely of no value.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we wonder why our kids are bored.
So, I mean... Kevin makes a good point, which is probably true. He said it's used for problem solving skills, not the use in life.
You know what, Kevin, that's bullshit now.
Well, to teach you problem solving, critical thinking.
No, they just Google. That's their problem solving.
That was my point I was going to make. Yeah. I feel like problem solving and critical thinking, there are shortcuts now and everybody knows it. And that's the problem. And I think that's the problem with our, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but that's a problem with our society right now. It's too black and white. What we see online, that's it. And here we go. You know,
like I teach and everything's on computers now, which is ridiculous too. Mm-hmm. But so you're supposed to, there's reading material on the computers and then there's answers like we always used to have with textbooks.
Yeah.
And they, so instead of going back to the reading and looking up the answer that's in the reading to the question that they ask, they Google it.
Yeah.
They just Google it.
Yeah.
And this AI, good Lord.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the heck to do with that. But
yeah. Yeah.
So it's really, it's kind of scary about, you know, when you look at the stuff that kids are being taught that just don't make any sense.
Well, this is a crazy comment too. You have to request to go to the bathroom on a laptop in class here. That's
crazy. That right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. Haven't heard that one yet. I don't doubt it one bit though.
Yeah.
And you ask the good students, I'm talking to good students. They hate the computers. They hate them.
Really?
And they will tell you they don't learn anything. They don't learn a thing when they do stuff on the computers. They'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
They love the teacher getting up, and they learn more when the teacher's actually
teaching.
Teaching.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, and I hate subbing when it's all on the computer because I don't know what's on there.
Yeah.
And I don't have access to it. So I don't know. It's nuts. So I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. But that's it's going to be a problem that continues for generations here. So we'll see how that goes for everybody.
I know. Well, the world's changing, obviously. And I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah. So Kevin was talking about the real estate market because, like, you know, obviously the markets have been fluctuating.
What do you think?
But the real estate market continues to be very strong. So that's kind of weird to see. We'll see what happens. I think that trickles down. So
yeah,
we'll see kind of what happens. I talked about our financial advisor a little bit earlier on the show. We're talking about hockey, and I talked to him, about it a little bit a couple of months ago, and he goes, well, what's going to happen is the market's going to react to, let's just say, crazy things that are being said, and then it's going to correct itself once those crazy things don't happen. And he goes, that's something that's going to happen the next 4 years, so just don't worry about it. So I said, okay. He's like, but yeah, you're going to see crashes, and you're going to see it come back, right, and you're going to see it dip. And so,
but he also probably said, and don't worry about it if you don't need the money right now.
Well, I mean, he knows I don't. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying though.
But
some people do.
Yes. And that's a different subject.
It's bullshit. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So
that's being overlooked by so many people.
I would agree. I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that market going up and down is tough.
Yeah.
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 Sure is.
All right. Well, and Churchill Downs did halt their projects because of tariffs. So we'll see what happens there.
Really? So they couldn't get the materials or what?
I saw the article. I did not click on it. So I really don't. I'm not sure. I would have guessed that the prices are too high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay. That's it. That's all we got.
I got some advice here. If you need the income right now, I would add quality fixed income while rates are high.
Yeah. So CDs would be big. Not talking about compact discs, by the way.
But you have to have the money to buy them, right?
Yeah. Which, I mean, I've got a few. Yeah.
Right. But a lot of people don't have the money to buy them.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah, for sure.
That's what's lost in all this crap.
Yeah. Yeah,
some people
that is like this. Overall, when you got a market that's going to be like this, you do have to get more. And 5%.
If you have the money,
you hold on to it. You buy safer investments, and then that's what you do. Yep, yep. So because you got to be patient right now for sure.
Well, you do. Like I don't worry about it either because my money that I have in stock, I don't touch.
Right.
So it's not part of my income at the moment.
Well, it's only a loss if you cash out. And
Yeah, so you got to be patient.
You just do not cash out when things are low. You just stay in a whole history of time. It always comes back.
So. It'll level out eventually.
Yep.
Or we'll all lose our ass like we did in the Great Depression.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Exactly right. And that is true. If you don't have any money, you don't need to have anything to worry about. So I love it. See,
Ernest, that's the smartest thing you said tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's about it. So don't worry about it. So you're living a great time to not have any money right now. Okay. It's the best time in our history, not in our history, but the best time in the last few years to not have any money.
That's hilarious. I like that. That was good. Very good.
Very good. It's a good one to end on. All right.
Very good. Before we get in trouble.
Yes, we shall get. Well, listen, I wasn't giving any opinions. I told the facts that were told to me by a guy that's in the market. So it's fine.
He always tells
me. Mad at me all you want. That's what somebody told me. So you got to get mad that I said something that somebody told me. Go right ahead. Hey, you know what?
Well, you guys, anyway, that want to get mad at you. If you're going to get mad at him, maybe we can get mad at the people who told you something.
Well, there you go. That's true too.
So it's who you believe.
People get mad at me for saying I don't think sovereignty was that great in the Florida Derby. I've been called probably more names over that comment. Over a horse that ran second in a prep race as the favorite. And I said, I don't think that was that good. I've been called more names for that than anything I have all year. I wrote one. I'm like, what exactly do you want me to do? Because I can't come on here and match your opinion every time. Like, it's impossible. I don't know what you're thinking. And if I match your opinion, then this guy over here has a different one. I can't.
Like, we got to quit being so sensitive and just chill out.
It's crazy. I get it. They're insane right now. Yeah. It's funny. Just,
you got an opinion in, especially on horse racing, guys. Good Lord.
And I'm not even set. Like, I'm just saying, like, hey, if I would have said, you know what, sovereignty is a piece of shit and I hope he whatever, then yeah, go crazy. But it's like, I can't say when a favorite runs second beating two lengths and doesn't really impress me. I can't say I don't think that was that good of a race. Like, that makes you mad enough to where you're going to take time out of your day to make like a awful comment. Like, that is just crazy to me. Yeah. So, but that's where we're at. So
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I stay off Twitter.
Well, yeah, I haven't been on in years.
I get so mad at some of that stuff that's on there.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna get out of here. I won't go watch the games. So
me too.
We'll be back next week, guys. Thanks everybody for joining us. And we'll see you next week. Next week we'll be talking Derby, obviously, and we'll kind of update on what's going on with the playoffs as well. So
right, and you'll get my dumb opinions on horse
racing. There you go. Yep. Next week. Stay tuned. All right, everybody have a good night, and we will see you all right back here next week. Due to bet sports.